You mentioned that you have quite a bit of training and schooling. Can you talk to us about where you've been and what you've done to go through this?
Yeah. I went to grad school for studio art, which is like making art. It's like making, it's called studio art. It's kind of hard to explain. It's like studio art is like making art in a studio. It's like producing, like the act of producing.
The act of, physically the act of making and producing the art.
Exactly. Okay. And so like there's a lot of background that goes into that. Art history is really important, of course. Studio art is very broad.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like just painting or just drawing or just sculpture.
I see.
Or just installation or just like what, sound installation or just, you can go on and on, right? So I went to the City College of New York for that degree. It's an MFA, so Master of Fine Art in Studio Art. Super dreamy. I looked up the school. It's beautiful and amazing and like in a cool part of town and, you know, was applying for grad schools after being out of college for about 6 years. My first degree is in also art, fine art, but drawing, painting, and printmaking. So I was focusing on, in my first degree, I was focusing on just 2D, so two-dimensional art, mm-hmm. like to hang on a wall.
Okay.
And then over the time in between, I graduated from that degree. And when I went back to school again, I had been making three-dimensional objects like sculptures and installations and some other stuff that had more, like was more broad. So I was more interested in more of a broad training, but I'm also coming from a place of being interested in teaching kind of the whole time. So, you know, getting an MFA, you get the credential to teach college. And that sounded really fun to me. I've done workshops with adults, or I had done workshops with adults before that and taught like a little bit of random stuff like bookbinding or printmaking to groups of adults. So I had, like I mentioned before, gone to a program at a museum, the Children's Museum in Portland, Oregon, to think about being kind of what I'm right now, and thought that was interesting too. So I went to grad school for studio art, lived in New York for about 5 years. I taught printmaking at the school that I went to for grad school for a couple years.
So you taught at the City College in New York also?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that right after you graduated?
It was right after. During grad school, usually if you get whatever grad degree, a lot of the time you teach during grad school. You're a teacher, teaching assistant. You're like doing little bits of teaching. Uh-huh. There are teaching classes that you take. So you have to, as a TA or teacher's assistant, you have to sort of teach whatever it is that you're studying in little bits and pieces. And you work with other students. You often work with undergraduate department a little bit and try to help out and figure out, you know, where your place will be after you graduate, sure. I guess, like in general, in like the whole world. Uh-huh. You're kind of, that's part of grad school, I think, for me and a lot of the people that I've talked to. The feeling is that you're trying to figure out the next steps a little bit more. And with fine art, a lot of the time you're not, the focus is not career. It's like mm-hmm. you're developing your art form.
Right.
And that is not necessarily lucrative.